good morning, afternoon, and evening for different parts of the world. Welcome to PHBBB Weekly, episode number 122. I am your co-host, David Lewis, coming out of Spokane, Washington.
And from good old Washington, D.C., I am Sir Write-A-Lot. I'm not kidding. I had four essays due yesterday. Four essays. Without a computer, because my computer broke a week and a half ago.
And you spilled liquid on it, right?
No, I did that a month ago. That was minor. I dropped it only about 3 feet onto carpet, but on the lid side first, so like all but the upper left-hand corner of the screen is obliterated.
I'm never letting you hold my computer.
Come on, David. I've had a perfect record for 4 years before this.
And then you spill liquid on it and drop it.
Oh, dear. I'm Douglas Bell. I'm coming to you with painful earphones in my ears via an iPod Touch in a dorm room somewhere in the middle of Washington, D.C.
Indeed. So...
This is so weird. I'm used to holding a computer. I'm not in the chat room. David is taking my place in the chat room. So when you see Webmax37, that's really David. I can't see the chat room. I cannot leave the Skype app on my iPod Touch. I've prepared for the show today by printing out websites. I printed them there. I'm holding them in my hand.
The good old-fashioned way. This is really interesting.
It's crazy.
And it's been quite a while since I hosted a podcast, so let's see if I remember how to do this.
Well, the bad news, David, is if you screw up, I'll yell at you.
Obsidian said, "Woot, we can insult him without him knowing."
Oh, dear. Not true. Someone is logging the chat room.
Yes, that would be me. Well, to get a few things out of the way, PHBBB Weekly is not officially affiliated with the PHBBB teams. We stream live via Ustream, and to join us, you would go to ustream.tv, and you know what, actually, you're going to have to do this part, because it's been...
phbbweekly.net/live.
Ah, there we go. Yes,
phbbweekly.net. Isn't it great?
Yes.
We're done with the housekeeping.
Yeah, that's so much easier now.
No one ever called in anyway. I would just come on Skype and say, "Hey, join us." Well, David, you are forgetting that you and I aren't the only ones on the show today, right?
Well, we have an alien on the show.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, he dropped in from over there at Roswell. You see, his name
Too
is
many hints.
Phil Crum.
Hi, Phil.
Good morning.
Also known as iWisdom. And
yeah,
and it's morning for us and afternoon for Douglas. So this is new.
No, my morning for me. I've been served breakfast here till 11 o'clock. So it might as well still be morning.
Yes. So don't we have some big news this week?
We had big news last week.
Yeah, big
news. We didn't do a show because my computer is dead. I think, David, you were probably kind of busy with something with your work, and I didn't know how I was going to edit the show last week, so we just decided to cancel it.
Yep. Work has been not fun recently, so
yeah.
Use the break.
Absolutely. 3.0.6 RC1 came out, and this was a little surprising to me because I thought that the release candidates were only being announced to folks in the QA process, but apparently this one was significant enough that Mike decided to make a general post on the announcements forum.
And I think that's good because, you know, it did give them an opportunity to test everything, and certainly for upgraded boards, this is the biggest PHBBB release since
3.0,
really, yeah. I mean, 3.0
Absolutely.
From... You know, there was, of course, the betas and RCs, but in reality, it is the biggest release since 3.0. So,
if you don't believe it, go on the announcement. I'm sure David can paste a link or something. 7 major new features, 27 minor feature additions, 34 smaller changes, and 122 bug fixes And apparently that's not even the whole list. That's just the ones that were important enough to post in the announcement.
Yeah, they just bulleted points all all the features, bugs, and changes, and everything like that. It's well over the hundreds, and I think we've gone over these lists several times before, but they continually add stuff. But we've covered most of the major features and major changes in recent podcasts, so we won't go into that in super detail.
Well, we can have a little fun, but I mean, obviously, we've heavily talked about the capture plugins. I guess the mod team is still validating those because we haven't heard yet when voting will open up for voting on the in the capture plugin competition.
They're probably, yes, I assume they are going through and they're going to validate all of them and try and get them approved first.
Mm-hmm.
I believe that would be the case here.
Well, absolutely. If you wrote a lame capture plugin, just capture plugin that does not qualify to be in a database, it shouldn't win any awards.
Phil wants to say something, I can just tell.
yeah, you're right in that regard anyway. Only the plugins that are actually successfully validated will be eligible for the contest, so they have to go through and validate all of them. And I wouldn't be surprised, even though I don't know for sure, if the contest is not officially announced or continued until 306 is actually released, because frankly, having a bunch of shiny new capture plugins is useless when the release is unsupported anyway. So.
And they still have to validate them, which means that some of the mods could be denied, and they still would. I would assume they would give the authors a chance to go through and fix everything, resubmit it, validate again if it needs to be denied one more time, that sort of thing. At least give them the normal process.
Mm-hmm. I wouldn't be surprised if they did it. Like I said, I'm not on the mod team, so I don't know for sure. But I would imagine it's whichever plugins have been successfully validated by the time the contest starts. So if they say validated mine tomorrow and it was rejected and I resubmitted it and it was revalidated before the contest was officially announced, I imagine it would be accepted.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I mean. Even though it's over right now, they can still resubmit fixes if it's been denied, I would think.
That being said, just the nature of them, since they don't really touch any core code and they don't have holes for most security vulnerabilities unless they're really weird captchas, most of the usual denial reasons don't even apply to them anymore.
Right. Yeah.
It's difficult, though. When we had 2 weeks ago, we had Igor on. He said it's actually very difficult to do QA testing on a captcha, because it mainly involves trying your best to trick out the captcha, I guess, and try to see if it really does survive the test of hackability.
Igor, mod team leader, said that we're still in the process of validation and some are pending approval. So that's the status on those, of course, right now.
Oh, he's in the chat room, huh?
Well, apparently Obsidian poked him.
There you go. That's Obsidian's doing everything these days. Well, we've talked about capture plugins to death, so maybe we can take a look at some of the other stuff. We have not talked a lot about the new ACM plugins. Things to choose from.
Yeah, those are fun. Actually, those are really nice. Of course, those were backported from PHPBB 3.2, and what they allow you to do right now, there's actually five. There's not four, but there's actually five, because you have the file one, which, if you include that, it's six. You have file one, which saves all the information in files in the cache directory. Then you have the null cache plugin, which basically doesn't save any files at all, loads everything, recompiles and loads everything. Yeah, just loads everything. So, and that can make things faster. But then you have Xcache, APC, Memcache, and eAccelerator, depending on the caching system that you have active on your PHP installation. So, for example, I've got Xcache running on our server, and so when I select Xcache as the cache plugin, for my PHBBB installation, when I've got Edgecast running on the server, it will use that and load everything in the memory
mm-hmm.
of the server, and then that way it's going to load all the information much quicker.
Yeah.
Of course, if you have a pair of SAS drives like we do, which are spinning at 15,000 RPMs, you don't notice much difference between loading from files and loading from memory. But mm-hmm. It does make a difference.
Now, for the ACM plugins, I don't know if you guys have had the chance to use 3.0.6 RC1 yet. Maybe David, you have.
Mm-hmm.
Have you?
Yes.
Oh, okay. I would be surprised if Star Trek guy is already running it right now.
Not quite yet. We are working on the upgrade for it already. And I think that was one of the reasons they went ahead and released the RC1, was to allow people to go ahead and update to the RC1 and also find some bugs that were still in it, especially with the upgrade process. Since the 3.0.6 RC1 was released, there's been a lot of commits with the upgrade of the updater, the automatic updater.
Mm-hmm.
And Mike has been changing it to be able to do a lot of the file merging on its own, and it's pretty aggressive file merging. So hopefully it'll work a lot better than previous versions.
I noticed there were some things in there, like trying to account for popular modification areas, so that it can actually try to interpret areas that are most likely to have been modified by mods and can try to work around that.
Mm-hmm.
That was pretty nice to see.
Go ahead, Phil.
The question I was going to ask then is on these cache plugins. Is it like when you're selecting a database where it can automatically tell which cache tools you have available and recommend the best caching option, or do you have to kind of know what exists already and pick one?
You do have to know what exists already and edit the config file. It does not allow you to set that on the installation of PHBBB, which is a little bit of a bummer. I think, you know, it wouldn't be too difficult to add that to the installation process, but right now you have to edit the config.php to change it to something other than file.
So you can't even change it in the admin panel.
No, you cannot. As far as I know, Phil, is that correct?
Yeah, that's right. And it seems like kind of a bummer, but just thinking about it, the other problem you get is, since Xcache and AAccelerator aren't exactly trivial to set up, you might get people changing it without really knowing what they're doing. So even though it's installed and the module is available, that doesn't mean the system will work, and we'll get people screwing up their boards, which is obviously not a good thing.
Indeed. Yeah, and there's a couple things that there's actually a couple of replies that Acidburn Mike posted to this topic, to the release topic, saying that the code changes package, there was some missing changes for style authors, so it's important for style authors to note those changes in that topic. He said, "Attention style authors, we updated the code changes package again to include mm-hmm. some missing image files. 3 files for Pro Silver and Theme images, and 1 for Sub Silver and Theme images. Make sure you include those additional files in your updated styles." So
yeah, he did that twice, saying, "This is why we don't like code changes mods."
Yeah, and it's kind of interesting. Some people criticize PHBBB for not releasing updates, you know, 3.0.x updates, you know, except for every, you know, 4 to 6 months. Like, you know, that's a really long time to release updates. Yet when those updates are released, there's a lot of changes. You know, like there's a lot of changes. So,
striking me as weird, because I remember 4 years ago, 2005, when there were a bunch of people complaining that there were so many releases, one every month.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, too many releases, 8 releases in 2005. Why should I be here? Why should I be... And so now you're saying that people are complaining there's not enough releases.
Yeah, but what's interesting is that...
Never satisfied.
If there was too many, you know, and I think there would be more complaints if there was more releases, because it means you're spending a lot more time updating the board.
Yeah.
You know, whereas it's like one big update every 6 months instead of a whole bunch of updates every few months.
Yeah, that's much more tolerable. I agree there. So you were describing that, I was like, wait a minute.
Yeah.
Atom feeds, obviously a big deal. Now, I've always wondered, why do they call them Atom feeds? Why can't they just be RSS feeds?
Phil, do you want to answer that one?
And the big thing is Atom. Go ahead.
And does it matter between the two anyway?
It really doesn't matter, but I think, and I'm actually checking this right now, Atom is actually a different format than RSS is.
Mm-hmm. I think that's right.
Yeah,
RSS,
I think
RSS is really simple syndication, and Atom is just Atom syndication format, and it's slightly different in that it's a little bit easier to generate, and it has some nice different features that work good for the whole forum spectrum.
Okay, so here's a quick rundown. Of course, RSS 2.0, I believe, is the latest release of RSS.
Yeah.
It has the widest acceptance of any feed format. Much of that has to do with the de facto use of it by WordPress. WordPress uses it a lot. But it also, the one variety of RSS format that seems to have solved some of the problems presented by earlier versions. One of the two feed types, RSS, is most widely used, but also has significant downfalls. For one, RSS does not allow well-formed XML markup in its content. This is very bad when it comes to using RSS syndicated content elsewhere. In fact, it only supports plain text or escaped HTML, which, without getting into the technical details surrounding that, simply means it is very difficult to work with.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Atom... Okay, well, RSS only has three required fields on a per-item basis, which is title, link, and description, and a variety of optional fields, but some key features, such as the last updated field, are missing. Atom 1.0 is a relatively recent spec and is much more robust and feature-rich than RSS. For instance, where RSS requires descriptive fields such as title and link only in item breakdowns, Atom requires these things for both items and the full feed. Atom feed provides an updated field, which means that any feeds that are modified with a timestamp associated with them. And that is supposed to be a pretty useful feature. A cool feature of Atom has to do with auto-discovery. Most of the time, if you point your browser to a feed-enabled website, auto-discovery kicks in and the browser alerts you in its own unique way to the presence of a feed.
Mm-hmm.
So that's sort of a few of the differences, and you can actually look it up on... I wasn't reading Wikipedia, but... It is
you weren't reading Wikipedia?
No, I wasn't.
Okay. It sounds like, I guess, Adam, you know, it works a little more because you say like kind of last updated and ability to do some more than just plain text markup. That kind of fits a little bit more with what we're trying to get out of. It sounds a bit more like what you get in a forum, some of the elements of forum posts. And of course, most RSS feed readers also read Atom feeds these days.
Mm-hmm. I just got poked with a new blog post on phpbb.com. It was just posted today.
I've been just within the last hour. I was just on there an hour ago, and I didn't read it.
Less significant modification team changes.
Oh boy, what's new there now?
As previously stated, every team will announce in what way it will be affected by the significant PHP development changes.
They did say the teams were going to eventually announce how they're going to respond to those changes, and we never heard anything. Okay.
Yeah, so this is PHPBB, you know, because really although there's the PHPBB development changes, the thing is that takes time to implement, and it really hasn't been fully implemented yet. I mean, otherwise, 3.0.6, I don't think it would have been 3.0.6. I think it would have been 3.1. It's pretty close to, it's not just a minor release. It's a whole feature release. Okay, so the changes for the modification team. Versioning scheme. Since PHPBB will be using a new versioning scheme, we will adapt this scheme for all of our tools, which is AutoMod and UMIL, etc. Mod authors will be encouraged to use this new versioning scheme too. We will, however, be less strict in enforcing it. In fact, we will allow any versioning that is compatible with version compare. So versions such as 1.0.0.0.0.0 will be allowed. No, I'm kidding. It was just three zeros. Will be allowed. We will still require it to be stable, though. Additionally, we will release a new version of Mod X to support this and adapt our tools where needed. PHPBB 3.0, because 3.0 is not going to change. We don't have to adopt any changes. This will just continue as it has been so far.
And 3.0.6, despite it being so different, is still going to be part of 3.0.0.
Exactly. 3.x, i.e. 3.1, 3.2, 3.3, that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm. Depending, as for it being 3.1.
Yeah, well, remember that, like, that's changing some, but we'll hear more about that later. Depending on what changes will be made to the modding API, we will assist mod authors in using it and provide documentation. All in all, it will highly depend on how many changes will be made to PHBBB itself. There are lots of improvements we can think of, and we will try to get them implemented where possible. We will allow submissions of modifications for new PHBBB branches once they are released, and we will support the branches that are supported globally. Okay, well, that's good.
3.1 comes out, will essentially mean they'll support two at a time.
Yes, as long as 3.0 is supported as well. By, you know, generally support, which it will be.
The 3.1 is out for like 3 years. Eventually, 3.0 is going to, I think, it was 6 or 12 months before they will drop support for it.
Yeah.
I don't remember what that was.
Okay, PHBBB 4.0. The release of PHBBB 4.0 is way too far ahead of us to be able to say anything about it. It is a fresh start, and we will possibly bring many new possibilities. We can be pretty sure that...
It will not be called mods anymore. They will be called...
Oozers. Yeah, something like
mods
that.
Mods will be over with. PHPBB 4 will make you believe that it has everything you will ever want.
It'll have the new brainwashing mod. Okay.
But everything but the coffee maker mod.
Yes. Now, hey, that's one I'm building, right? With the USB wine spout.
Absolutely.
We can be pretty sure that the new architecture will have an impact on modding that will change it fundamentally.
No, really?
We will wait and see and work together with the development team. Well, that's good. In the future, we have some great plans waiting for the mod writing community. These include building more advanced infrastructure and tools, as well as making alterations to the ModX standard. We will work on making the workflows of modification engineering more efficient. More information will follow in due time. The modification
standard. ModX 2.0, perhaps?
So, it's just kind of interesting. The only interesting thing here is the versioning scheme. In reality, they didn't really say much otherwise.
And even then, it doesn't really mean... When they say they'll support it for mod authors, the main thing now is... The main difference in terms of how you actually version number things is that it no longer matters whether the middle number is odd or even or not.
Mm-hmm. And thanks to Damien for poking me with that link, which Igor just apparently approved to the blog.
Yeah, so... For the near future, that's about all that matters. It's important. You can now call your mod version 1.1 now. It will be stable. And whenever the next version of PHPBB comes out, we will support both for X amount of time, I guess, as long as the development team is supporting it. So, and we have a lot of fun stuff coming soon, which you will find out about then.
Yeah, I think... 3.0.6 will definitely put PHPBB back into the formidable market because of things like the feed. Believe it or not, I mean, it's sad to say that, but I really think that will be the case. A lot of people nowadays, a lot of people expect certain features within web software. You know, you have WordPress and Joomla and Drupal and softwares like that, and PHPBB, you have other bulletin board softwares that are both paid, proprietary, and open source, or somewhat open. And they, you know, they all have certain features that people sort of require nowadays, and I think the RSS Atom feeds are one of them. So putting that back on the plate puts PHPBB on the forefront as far as features go. You know, it's still the light software that everybody wants, you know, that can work on every 99% of server installations, which is important. You know, that's what PHPBB is aimed for, and then of course you have a quick reply. Now, I was having this discussion on the admin zone yesterday with some people over there that they noted the quick reply, which appeared, And this was sort of the consensus that I was getting from everybody was they were saying, well, okay, Quick Reply is there, but dang, that's an ugly install. Quick Reply block sucks. It's ugly, but it's better than no Quick Reply. They finally added it, and somebody...
It's bare bones, isn't it?
Yeah, well, I actually replied extensively to that.
A box and a submit button? I don't know what it looks like, but it's just like is there anything more than a box and a submit button?
Yeah, actually, it's kind of funny. Henry Kellenved replied. He said, I am a bit amused by the disappointment with the Quick Reply installation. It is quick, it doesn't need ages to load the JavaScript elements, and it gets the job done. It also fits in well with almost any style, regardless of widths and colors, and something that can't be said, for instance, about the one on this site. That was a jab. Because they use vBulletin. Okay. People underestimate the load caused by Quick Reply implementations. The topic page tends to be the most visited pages in a form, and the code to grab all custom BB codes, smileys, and etc., and you are looking for at a notable increase in spent resources. Resources probably not well spent, as a Quick Reply is supposed to be quick. Users won't need extensive formatting. It's easily extensible for users who want that, and the existing code will drastically reduce the changes for Quick Reply modifications that add other features. BB code buttons are something easily added in a few lines, so are smileys. It's a toolbox. The closedness of the dev team to outside influence is largely a myth. In the end, the feature was added in a maintenance release. It was clear from the beginning that there would not be a huge Ajax-based addition to the stable branch. Mm-hmm. So, and one thing that I noted, too, was the fact that, it's bare bones. They said it would be bare bones, and that's exactly what it is. That's exactly what they're aiming for. You know, they're not trying to make the ultimate or the best implementation of a Quick Reply box. That's not what they're after, and for good reason. It's supposed to be light. It's supposed to work on 99% of installations. Now, if they had made a WYSIWYG editor or some heavy Ajax editor or something like that, then you kill a lot of board installations. I would venture to say you kill thousands, possibly tens of thousands of board installations by doing that. And you guys probably are already aware of this, but if you use Quick Reply on vBulletin, I find it far, far faster to use Quick if for example the topic is two pages and you use Quick Reply on the first page. It is far faster because it refreshes the page to the second page. Whereas if you're on the second page and you post a Quick Reply, it does all this loading and then eventually posts it above.
Mm-hmm.
It is very, very slow and heavy. It's annoying. And that's what I think Kellenved Henry was referring to.
It's awkward because I think a lot of people with tools like Google... Gmail is a key example where literally you do almost everything on the same page without reloads. People I think have a bit more expectation that these types of things will work better.
Mm-hmm. Phil, you're being silent.
I am.
Probably because you can't get a word in edgewise.
Yeah, he can't. Yeah, you're not giving him a chance to make a quick reply.
The only thing I was going to say is just in a response to a short little question that Douglas asked, what's in the Quick Reply editor? It has literally the words Quick Reply, a text box for subject, a text area, a submit button, a button that says full editor, which moves you and whatever you've written to the post editor, and a Quick Reply button. That's it.
That's more than I thought would be there.
Hmm.
Being able
to take it to the full editor is a nice idea.
Well, yeah, I think most Quick Replies do that.
I think it'd probably be good, perhaps, if you made it like preview. So if you go to the full editor, you see the preview of what you've already written before, along with the full editor.
That was actually. Hold on, I think my mic died. Okay, there
no,
we go.
No, no, it's there.
No, Skype just froze up. Anyway, that was actually one of the original ideas for the implementation of going to the full editor. Was let's just add a preview button, but. they decided that full editor would be a little bit better because from there everyone knows where the preview button is who actually uses it.
Now, question. Now, I don't know. I haven't actually tested the new Quick Reply with 3.0.6. I'm using 3.0.6 and developing for it, but I haven't actually gone through and tested all the features. Have you tested the Quick Reply?
Yeah, I have a forum that's running on SVN revision, like 10.167, so like 3 or 4 revisions ago.
Okay.
And I've had it enabled since it was pretty much added, and my users like it. So.
Well, okay, so question, when you go to the full editor, does it give you a preview?
Let's test that.
And while we're waiting...
No, it doesn't just show a preview. It's like if I went to the editor and then typed it myself.
Now, I wonder why they did that instead of going to the preview mode.
From there, because I think the idea is for people who start writing and then they say, oh, I want to add Mr. Green or whatever, but I don't know the code for that.
So, Mr. Green.
Nobody ever uses that. I'm very disappointed.
A lot of people use Mr. Green.
I do. You know what the funny thing is? I've never used Mr. Green. I cannot think of a single instance where I've ever used Mr. Green.
That's because you don't go on forums dedicated to the board game Clue. You know, Mr. Green in the lounge with a knife.
I've never actually figured out what half of the emoticons are for, like the one with the beard or the one with the green sunglasses or Mr. Green.
Geek?
Yeah, Geek, You Geek, and Mr. Green. Oh, and then the light bulb one.
That's an idea.
Uh-huh.
Well, yeah, but if I need to... notate that it's an idea, it's probably not a good one anyway, so.
I see, that's why I like the smiley that we have on Star Trek Guide, which is an idea. You know what happens is this light bulb appears above his head, but it doesn't turn on, so he starts tapping it and it smashes on his head.
Damien has just informed me that Obsidian, that You Geek is Uber Geek.
So you have Geek and Uber Geek.
Yeah, Geek being the one with the beard, I think, and Uber Geek. Uber Geek has a beard, and Geek just has the green glasses.
Let's move on.
But on the topic of a quick reply, there's one other thing that should probably be noted. It is not on by default, and there's no way to turn it on globally for every forum. So you have to... go to a general config, turn on the quick reply feature, and then go to each forum and enable it there. And there's no good way to simply turn it on without having to look up what the BB code flag is for it and just run a query to add that to the forum flags, because it's not stored in a separate column. It's just one of the forum flags that controls most of the forum features in the database.
Wow, you think the folks that developed the software had some kind of historical opposition to quick reply or something?
Yeah, maybe that was the case.
Maybe. He's like, yeah, we'll give it to you, but you have to work to earn it. Oh, well, at least it's there somewhere.
I got to read you this reply from the guy who was throwing a fit.
Where?
On the admin zone. Okay, so he says... regarding the quick reply, he says, you're probably right. I just enjoy throwing a fit about PHPBB releases because they're not exactly what I want. Why you people don't design them specifically for me and me alone, I will never understand. Considering I bought one of those bloody PHPBB bears, frankly, I think you owe one to me.
a bloody birdie?
And yeah, you know, that's
he
must have killed something. Or someone.
Those are the post
sanity.
Those are the what, Phil?
Post revolution birdies.
Oh, post revolution. Yes, of course.
Oh, bad pun right there. Let's move on. We talked about this a little bit a few weeks ago. Users can report private messages to moderators. Available in a new MCP module.
Yeah, for those bloody PHP,
private
PM spammers. I'm sorry, say that again.
I guess it does bring to question, you know, how private are private messages in that case?
Well, yes, isn't that interesting? You know, because we've had significant debates on phpbb.com before about, you know, the privateness of private messages, and you know, because there are mods that basically could allow administrators to go in and read private messages on their board. So,
or you can always log into PHP MyAdmin, go into the private messages table, and read them there.
Yeah, you know, that's an argument for a lot of people, is that, okay, you can go read it in the database, it's not encrypted, so what does it matter? But the thing is, they're called private messages. Well, my position is this, and I've stated it before on PHP Weekly over a year ago, but the private messages, while they are private between two parties, it's still content of the board, and because of that, it still needs to be maintained within the policy of the board, and administrators should be able to go read it if they have to, but I don't believe in giving easy access to be able to just read people's private messages all the time. That's one nice thing about the report PM. If somebody is spamming or committing some other offense via private message, it does enable them to easily report that private message to staff, and then that can be dealt with. So that's really a better method than just, you know, opening up the whole private message system to be readable by the administrators, although they have that right to do that.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm sort of neutral on this. I would think the argument is, if someone is spamming my email, I don't exactly have a way to report that very easily, except with some automated thing which can kind of try to figure out what things go in a spam box, but I still have to see the spam. So,
Phil?
Well, the reason the feature was actually added, we had a problem with a PM spammer on phbb.com probably, maybe a month and a half ago. Mm-hmm. And basically, he logged in and sent massive amounts of PM spam, and we wouldn't have any way of knowing about it until someone posted, hey, guys, why am I getting this? And to counteract that, we've added a couple of changes to .com to the point where we actually detect posts that sound like his and report them. But it's also one of the reasons why we have, like, the post queue and things like that. He has since moved on to other team members and ex-team members' boards. Like, he's got mine,
Star
Carl
Trek
Semple's.
Guide.
I think he's got Star Trek Guide. But the whole reason that exists is so people have a way of reporting things like spam private messages, because the problem with that is, as we discovered on phbb.com, it's a great way to send out a lot of spam, and until someone tells you about it, you've no way of knowing. And if you had a report button, it makes it a lot more convenient than having to copy the post, figure out who to PM or where to post it, and then waiting for something to happen because of it.
Yeah, that's always a difficult thing. You know, I was on one vBulletin board where we had a lot of PM spammers. It's actually a popular board, but I don't remember. Oh, Digital Point or something like that. Okay, so I was getting PM spammed all the time, just as a normal user. And so I would try and figure out who to PM it to. I couldn't find their Teams page. I couldn't figure out who any of the administrators or moderators were to send the PM report the PM spam to. And I'm like, this is completely ridiculous. But so that report button definitely makes it a lot easier, because you don't know what staff member is going to appear online. So what do you do as a user? Well, you forward it to everybody, or forward it to just one person. If you never logged in, they never notice the PM spammer. So there's a lot of issues with reporting it that way, and so this makes it a lot easier. We did have that PM spammer a while ago. It wasn't a month and a half ago. It was actually several months ago, and we managed to kill him. Yeah, we loaded a gun through the monitor and just shot him.
No. And then you bought a new monitor, right?
We actually put in a PM flood limit.
Nice.
And just like, you know, the post limit, because he was sending it as fast as he could, you know, as fast as your posts. But people don't need to send PMs in rapid succession as you would, like, with posts. I think there's a PM post limit that's like 15 seconds or something like that. And it's the same. It's the same for PMs. But, again, you know, they don't have to be posted in rapid succession. So if you put, like, 5 minutes, 5 minute PM flood limit, he won't continue trying to post spam.
I'm not going to wait 5 minutes every time I want to send a PM. I've got a life.
Yeah, exactly. You know, the whole point of spam is sending as much of it to as many people as as you possibly can as fast as you can. And putting a flood limit on there eliminated that. So we eliminated the spammer that way. On PHPBB Monitors, Damien says that they actually banned his IP range, the first AB IP range.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't want to potentially ban valid accounts that were in his IP range, so I just put the PM flood limit on there, and it worked. Now, I know for PHPBB modders, some of the moderators and administrators over there have a little problem in that they can't load code onto PHPBB modders because Igor is too busy doing other things, so they have to resort to banning.
Oh, boy, yeah. I know, it's hard when you are a valid user. I remember one time, every time I tried to make a comment on a blog, Akismet thought that my posts were spam when they weren't. There was no reason for them to be, but maybe it had to do with my username, but as a result, because every blog on the internet now uses Akismet, I couldn't comment on any blog at all because it would always go to spam, and no one ever checks the spam comments because they always get so many. They just go ahead and don't care to read them. So that took me like a few months to try to get Akismet to get me off of their automated spam list. Annoying. So you got with those automated solutions, they can kick off normal users. And that's why I always go through my spam box to try to see if anything gets put in there. It's very annoying, though, because spammers have no sense of decency.
I was reading one post by somebody who installed one of the PHPBB... No, it wasn't PHPBB. It was a different bulletin board. It was one of the competitors, open source competitors. And... Mm-hmm. What?
Uh-huh.
And he said it had Akismet on there. Mm. And when he edited one of his posts twice, it banned him. So... So he said he quickly disabled Akismet before it banned half the member lists.
Not bad. Interesting way of implementation there. All right. Let's talk quickly about the remaining two major features, and then I want to do something fun with you too for the more minor changes and features. Yeah, ability to copy permissions from one forum to several other forums. Why is this a new feature? Why shouldn't this have been there from the start?
Maybe because they didn't think about it?
Ah.
You know, that's what's called the creep factor.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you plan just as well as you possibly can. You be as clever as you possibly can. And you will always have the creep factor. The creep factor is stuff that creeps in, you know, must be added later. And it prolongs your project. Like I told Francis, you know, I'm building this WSBI CMS, which is a website content management system powered by PHPBB. And I told him I'm really concerned about the creep factor for this thing. You know, it's supposed to be pretty big, and yet I'm worried that I'll end up with the creep factor going on in this. He goes, well, just ticket everything. So that's what I did. But, you know, I'm still going to have the creep factor. I'm still going to have somebody come along and say, hey, why isn't this in there? And it's like, oh, yeah, that should definitely be in there. You know, yeah. That's the creep factor.
But it makes sense because, you know, this is not an issue with PHPBB 2 where there were only, like, 13 permissions that you could set. PHPBB 3, good grief, there's dozens and dozens of permissions that you can set in different categories. So, and therefore, if you have a number of forums, chances are most of the forums are going to be accessible by the same number of people, the same groups of people. So, you're going to have most of your forums have the same type of permissions. So, it would be so much easier to just have to set it up for one and then just copy it to all the other forums that have the exact same setup. And so, finally. So I thought that was somewhat possible before. You could select multiple forums and set permissions for those or something like that. I don't remember. I haven't touched PHPBB 3 in a while.
You know, PHPBB 3 has roles. And
yeah, that's it.
You know, it basically, roles should be assigned to groups. That's the easiest way to do something. And if you want to refine the permissions, you refine a role. You know, you edit the role and you refine the permission settings on and off for each one for that role, and then you assign the role to groups that you want to assign it to. As a general rule, you don't want to assign any permissions to an individual user.
No.
At any time. And you know, you want to use roles for forums as well. You don't want to assign individual permissions to individual forums either, for the same reason. So, yeah, use roles. Roles are really important.
Mm-hmm.
I'm posting my PM flood interval patch for PHP 3.0.6 in the chat room. It's actually a bug report they set as review later.
Mm-hmm.
But people can use that.
And finally, we talked a little bit about this last time. You can now anonymously send statistical information about PHP and the PHP-BB configuration to help improve PHP-BB. You know, good idea. Helps the developers know that they don't have that whether or not they still have to keep supporting PHP 4, as an example. I don't think there's anything more to say about that. Unless you have anything to say, David.
No, but it sounds like Phil does.
Well, hold on just a sec. Let me double-check this. Okay, it's actually a part of a larger statistics-gathering project that PHP is doing that they have encouraged various open-source projects to do, and I'm looking for a topic about it. One second. Hold on. I think I know where it is. Okay. Okay, it's from the PHP 5.3 release manager, and the idea is that we can collect the data, and it will be translated to a central location where other PHP projects will have collected the data, and from there they will release publicly compilable, publicly compiled reports based on it, so people know, for example, that PHP 4.0 is still being used, and what configuration settings are generally used, things like that. The ultimate idea is so we'll be able to develop for what people are actually using instead of what we think people are actually using.
Yeah, that's, I think, you know, I kind of got that feeling from the topic that Acidburn posted onto the PHPBB discussion forum a while back, asking basically what everybody was running on, you know, as it's... But what's interesting about that is that you're limited to just the people who actually bother to go read the phpbb.com forums. And so if you have a certain demographic that goes and reads those discussion topics that's different from the general demographic that actually installs boards, then that sounds like a car without a muffler.
Not mine.
I think it's my neighbor.
Basically, it's... You have the problem of, okay, if you have all progressive techies visiting phpbb.com and replying on there, then everybody's going to have phpbb 5.2.11 and PHP 5.3. And maybe more of the world is actually still running on PHP 5.1 or 4.0.x or, you know, whatever. So I think that's what the gathering of information statistics is supposed to be for. It's just supposed to help them get a feel for what everybody is using, because again, they're trying to fit the greatest common denominator. That's what they have to program for. They have to accommodate as much as they possibly can. Now, fortunately, I don't have to do that in mods. I could specify you must run PHP 5.2 or above and on Apache, not Tomcat, things
like
that.
Because I don't feel like making my code backwards compatible, and you should be up to date, even if it's not your fault that you're not up to date.
Well, like for the CMS, you know, things like it will require Apache and mod rewrite to be able to use pretty URLs. I mean, that's a requirement for WordPress too.
Yeah.
So it's not that special, but making sure that they can run PHP 5.2 also gives you more possibilities, especially using more updated code and things like that. So I think it's still too early to require things like 5.3. Very few people are actually running 5.3 yet.
All right, so here's what I'm going to do now. Because when this came out, I was like, wow,
There are a lot of things here. I mentioned, you know, hundreds of changes. The major new features we talked about in detail because those are important. But there's also other minor feature additions, smaller changes that are very important. And then there's over 100 bug fixes, which are like, okay, whatever. But I thought, I know how you two have a tendency to go on and on about things. We need to figure out a way to have a little bit more fun in trying to cover the other changes that are important enough to be more important than bug fixes in 3.0.6. So here is the little bit of a contest that I came up with. This is why I asked David to get, in this case, Phil, on. So here's the proposal. There are 27 minor features additions listed in this post for 3.0.6 and 34 smaller changes in that section. One of you is going to be responsible for describing the minor feature additions section, and the other one is going to be responsible for describing the smaller changes section. And I will actually flip a coin to see who gets to do which. The winner of the coin flip gets to pick which one they get to do. You have up to 8 minutes to describe your section, and preferably. And if you only just read the list without, you can read some of them, but if you don't, you just do a read through the list and don't provide anything more, then it doesn't count. The winner is the person who gets it done faster. So how does that sound?
Do you have to be able to understand what we're saying?
If the chat room, if you're finished and the chat room decides that it still doesn't understand a part, then they can ask you questions, and that will still count against your time.
So you're saying that we should generally describe all of the minor features or the minor feature sections?
You'll either get the minor feature addition section or smaller changes section.
Right.
I'll do a coin toss to see, and the winner of the coin toss gets to pick the one they want to do. The bug fixes, you know, people like whatever, go read the bug fixes. But yeah, that's the challenge here. So this is both a description of what's new and a competition to see who can do it.
And we only need to describe the ones that aren't self-explanatory, right?
The ones that are self-explanatory, you can just
like
read, okay?
Add language selection on the registration terms page. If you don't know what that means, you're never going to know what that means.
Whatever works. I haven't thought this through very much. I came up with this 5 minutes ago.
We can't tell her anything. Don't worry. I thought you were planning it.
Well, I thought I'd do in Jeopardy, but I'm going to save that for a later show. So, heads or tails?
Phil, you pick.
Let's go with tails.
Well, it's heads.
Yeah.
So, David, you get to pick which section you want to do.
Okay.
This is not hard. Minor feature additions or smaller changes?
Yeah. Which one?
34 smaller changes and 27 minor feature additions.
Okay, I'll pick the smaller changes.
Okay.
Just because minor features I've described in detail previously.
All right. In that case, I'm going to go in the order of the post, Phil, you get to help enlighten us on the minor feature additions in 3.0.6. Are you ready?
1 second.
One.
You have to get the announcement up. And
I posted that in the chat room too.
Guys in the chat room who I can't see, try not to jeer too much. Because I know we have a very unsupportive audience.
Oh, 1 second. I need to.
They're such good listeners, Douglas.
I need to turn my air conditioner on.
On? Nothing's going to get hot in there?
Ready?
He's still tweaking his air conditioner. That must be one heck of an air conditioner.
probably trying to tweak it to whatever temperature will make him be able to spew these out faster.
Okay, so I have 8 minutes to read through and shortly describe 27 changes, right?
Yes, but if you
reading through is optional.
Goes faster. The winner goes fastest.
So I have 17 seconds of change then.
On average.
Okay.
Like you said, some of them will probably not require that much time. On your mark. That's it. Here we go.
I'm doing minor feature, right?
Yes.
Okay, so first off, add language selection on the registration terms page. Like I said, you should know what that means. Second, new groups option to exempt group leaders from group permissions. This is useful for things like a band group or the newly registered users group, where you want somebody to be able to manage the group without actually having to have the permissions themselves. Newly registered users group for assigning permissions to newly registered users. This is helpful for preventing spam. And they will be removed from this group once they reach a definable amount of posts, which is self-explanatory. Ability to define if the newly registered users group will be defined as the default group for newly registered users. That's useful for things like a group avatar or group rank. Add new option to disable avatars board-wide. Self-explanatory. Enhance obtain users online string to be able to return user lists for other session items. That's more of a coder change. It makes that a horrendous function a little bit more useful. Add unapproved topic icon for moderators on forum list. This is so a moderator can see if there are posts that are unapproved. Ability to find minimum number of characters for posts or PMs.
By the way, Phil, this isn't necessarily a speed reading contest.
this is actually how fast I talk naturally.
Minimum number of characters. That's nice. That's nice. So no more okay posts.
And no more okay or LOL. Store signature configuration options in database. I have no idea.
Where were they before?
Good question.
They weren't in the database. Where were they?
Some server on another planet. I don't know.
Okay.
Detect when a post has been altered by someone else while editing. Editing conflicts, which same thing as when somebody posts already when you're posting. Add unread post quick search option. This is from a complaint how new posts and unread posts weren't the same. And that's kind of confusing. Add option to disable avatar uploads from remote locations, which is a security feature because somebody may possibly be able to slip something into there. Ability to delete warnings to keep warnings permanently. This stems from a complaint that a lot of people had how if you accidentally warn someone, you can't really get rid of it. Ability to empty a user's outbox from the user ACP quick tools. That's an anti-spam thing for PN spammers. Ability to search ACP MCP logs. It's self-explanatory. I help you find what spammers have been doing, things like that. Mm-hmm. Parse email text files with the template engine. That lets you have template variables in emails, which...
Love that change.
Use email style quoting when BB codes are disabled. Previously, it tried to use quote, or actually, you couldn't quote, which is kind of annoying, so now it uses a little carrot deal. Add new functionality to an active user's page. Ability to set users per page. Ability to sort by posts, numbers, blah, 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 blah. Show number of posts and ability to search posts. Show number of reminders. Basically, it's more advanced to managing active users, part of the whole spam thing.
Display 5 minutes left.
Yeah, I'm going to be able to get
this. You're taking about 3 seconds per feature, so that's okay.
Display version check on ACP main page. That's so you can check version and know if you're out of date because a lot of people never go to the system tab in the very back. Ability to control the display of custom profile views on view topics so you can decide which ones because it was previously an all or nothing affair, which a lot of people use CPFs for anti-spam, so that's obviously not desirable to have everyone's posts say the word no or something like that. Fallback option for missing language files. So if you say install a mod that only has English, but your default language is Ukrainian, if a Ukrainian user tries to use a mod, it'll appear in English instead of throwing a general error. Separate PM reply and PM reply to all in ProSilver. That comes from a complaint how if you mass PM'd, anybody who replied would reply to all, which is obviously a little annoying. Now that's separated. Place debug notices during capture rendering in the error log. That comes from part of the capture module. It's very difficult to debug, so instead of showing errors that would say break the image you're making, which really doesn't help you, it'll just throw it in the log so you can debug what's going on, basically. Ability to define constant PHBBB use board URL path to use board URL for images, avatars, ranks, image set. That's so instead of a relative linking, you have the full path. I don't really know where you'd use that, but I suppose it's useful.
Especially long to type. It's a long constant name.
Yeah, those constants are always fun. Add function to generate email hash. That's self-explanatory. Style authors are now able to define the default submit button used for form submissions on enter key press forms on forms using more than one. ProSilver uses this for posting pages and registration screen. It's part of the usability enhancements that 305 and 306 have both gotten. So you can tab through fields and the tab orders are now correct. And if you hit enter, it will send instead of the previous default, I think, was saved for draft, which obviously confuses a lot of people. What happened to my post?
Oh, no.
Ability to specify amount of time user is able to delete his last top post and topic, which is, I guess, useful if you have a topic that people don't post in too often, something like that.
That's especially useful for, you know, when you do want to allow people to delete their own posts, but it doesn't make sense after, say, you know, 5 minutes, because then people have replied and read through the posts, and then it wouldn't make sense. Like, if everybody was given permissions to delete their posts, if, you know, 3 months down the road I decided to go through and delete all my posts on phpbb.com, well, then it would really screw up a lot of old discussions, wouldn't it? People who wanted solutions, and I provided solutions, you know, they'd be missing in there, questions that I've, you know, all the... Oh, wow. I lost Douglas.
It looks like it.
So basically, it enables them to have that delete post permission without them being able to abuse it. So now, you know, it's like, you know, set it for 5 minutes, 2 minutes, or whatever. So if they post something and say, nah, that was, you know, probably not the best thing to do, instead of going editing it and saying post deleted or whatever, then you can just delete it. But it prevents the abusive factor. So that's nice. Let's see if I can get him back in here.
And Douglas has disappeared, and I think I have like 2.5 minutes left or so. Anyone in the chat room have any questions?
I think they fell asleep.
Anybody?
Okay, wait. He just appeared. There he is. Okay.
Bueller.
Ah, darn. I dropped him. Okay, let's try this again.
Oh, there he is.
There we go.
Hey, welcome back.
Sorry about that. Apparently, when the iPod Touch decides to tell you that you have 20% battery life remaining, it knocks you off the call.
Not smart.
That's annoying.
But you got it in about 2 minutes and 20. You got 2 minutes and 20 seconds left there when you're finished, Phil. So. Good job. Unless the chat room had any other questions that they wanted to clarify things on with Phil.
They fell asleep. They were saying it. Obsidian says, this sounds like something someone could sabotage.
How could it sabotage?
That's what he said. This sounds like something someone could sabotage. I said, call Phil's phone. He goes... Obsidian calls a toll-free hotline and transfers them to David.
Oh, well. All right. So, with he had 2 minutes and 20 seconds left, so David, let's see if he can beat that. It's quite a... So
this is of course, the smaller changes implementation within 3.0.6 is more for the techie. So if you aren't a techie, you might want to plug your ears for this.
Or you can sit in awe. But in that case, David, the burden is on you to make it, because most of our our chat room audience are techies.
Yes.
You have to describe it to their satisfaction in 8 minutes.
Yeah, believe it or not, several of them have actually left. They probably fell asleep and hit their keyboard. It exited the chat room.
Oh, dear. Well, let's see. On your mark, guess that. There we go.
Okay, the submit post, you can now specify a forced approve state to specify whether it's approved or unapproved, which is useful for APIs to PHPBB3 when you're submitting a post. You can specify that it's unapproved or approved. Useful for many things within for mod developers and website administrators, or website people who are developing for PHPBB. You can change the date format in the default file ACM to be more secure from tampering and have better performance. Now that's pretty self-explanatory. Add index on log time to the log table to prevent slowdowns on board with many log entries, and I'm specifically thinking about large boards. And one issue that I've had with PHPB 3 is the fact that you don't have prune log. You actually have to go through and delete individual logs per page or delete the entire logs, which doesn't make sense. But anyway, there is a log time on the log table now that will make it faster. What?
Another feature creep.
Yeah, that needs to be a feature creep. I wish it were. Template Engine now permits, to a limited extent, variable includes. So basically, you can specify an include and then, basically specify a variable that contains like a file name that it would include within the template. And this is useful for those. The portals. Remember the portal systems where it's like you want to specify where different blocks appear? Well, now you can do that using variables, and it will just include those blocks. It doesn't have to be a bunch of logic specified within the PHP. It can be specified in the template now, so that's helpful. The quote BB code no longer requires the freply permission, so you can just use quote BB code. Banning unbanning users now generates an entry in their user notes, which is helpful if you're a moderator. Sometimes going to the user notes, you want to see if somebody's been banned, but that's not where you can see it right now. You would actually have to go to the banning screen, then check the banned users, but temporary bans were never recorded. So that's very helpful for later on, being able to just sort of see the history of users. Smileys no longer require the FBB code permission. Ability to define column split in the FAQ and BB code help. That just basically makes them easier to read in the frequently asked questions and BB code help pages.
Cool.
Changed behavior of group create function to support specifying additional group columns. I'm trying to think about that. So that must be like the where the data that you input when you actually create a group, that you can specify additional data for the group columns within the database. That's nice for people who work with the API, but its usefulness is niche.
5 minutes.
Hide nice. Avatar when avatar type is not allowed. Include PHP not depending on PHPBB root path.
But
so
no one will ever use that, right?
Yes, so that is very helpful, because before, when you did an include PHP within your template engine, you had to go, you know, ././././././ to go all the way back to the root of your file system, whereas it's not dependent on the PHPBB root anymore. So that's useful. Hmm. But that does change, which means that I wonder, that could break existing include PHP. Well,
that's not supposed to be on by default anyway.
Yeah, okay. So, yeah, and it isn't recommended. There's better and other ways to do that. Include PHP, I kind of wish it wasn't there now, because there's other ways to include PHP, but, there it is. Ability to fetch moderators with get moderators, even if load moderator setting is off. That's for techies only. That's another niche thing. Post details links with image in the moderator control panel. So you can actually, I don't know exactly what that is. Post details, I assume that's in the moderator control panel. You can now click post details in there, which you could not do before.
Find the details about what they posted, I guess.
Yeah, which brings you to the moderator control panel. The PM history now only shows PMs of users you currently reply to. Actually, the PM history is greatly expanded within PHP 3.0.6. I really like that. You're able to see the entire history much better, and it keeps a better log of it. Show quote button for your own PMs in PM history so that you can quote yourself. You couldn't do that before, which is annoying, so that's nice. The fetch requested cookie variable directly from cookie superglobal. Okay, that's for mod authors. That would be useful, being able to fetch cookie variables. Add confirmation to deactivating styles and language packs. Just a usability thing. I hate the confirmation boxes, though. Add confirm box when deleting permissions.
Another confirm box you hate.
Yes, although, deleting is always something that's good to confirm first. add pagination for icons and smileys in the ACP and smileys in the smiley pop-up, which is great because if you have a whole bunch of smileys and icons right now, you know, it just that they all load up. And so now they're paginated, which is much, much better, especially in the ACP, so that if you load in like our smileys pack, then you don't have to wait an eternity for it to all load. It's paginated. A cache version check, so that every time you load up the version check page, it doesn't contact phpb.com to see what the latest version is. It might check once a week. I don't know. It's probably once a week, once a whatever.
2 minutes.
When creating a new form without copy permissions, ask again. It will now cache. Yes, that's
good.
That's useful because people will end up creating a form and not specifying any permissions for it and wonder why it's disappeared. So if you haven't copied permissions, it will ask, are you sure you don't want to copy permissions from another form? So that's useful. The cache get username string function calls on view topic. That just makes it a little bit faster. Parse multiple line URL title for URL BB code tag. That's sometimes people split the URL BB code into multiple lines and it would not parse. So now it actually parses, which is great. Introduce new parameter to page header for forum specific who is online listings. Okay.
Okay.
Self-explanatory. Cool. Lifted minimum requirement for Firebird DBMS from 2.0 to 2.1 thing. For those running Firebird DBMS, you can now not run 3.0.6 on 2.0. You must upgrade to 2.1. Unapproved topics can no longer be replied to. Cool. Require users to be registered and logged in to search for unread posts if topic read tracking is disabled for guests. That's useful. Allow a 3-digit hex notation in color BB code instead of the full 6 or word, or in addition to. Simplified login box and redirection after login. So now
30 seconds.
Style authors can use slogin action. Do not take edit post time into account for determining permission to delete last post and topic. Resized oversized topic items. Banned IPs are now sorted. PHPB updater now skips sole white space changes. This makes conflicts, the chances of reducing conflicts tremendously. So that's much better for the conflict solver when you're upgrading to a PHPBB installation. It does much better at ignoring whitespace changes and just merging files. So that's way better.
Oh, you just did it, David. Just got it in 8 minutes. But Phil wins. Although, do get props, David. You're picking the harder one yourself. So
yeah, that was deliberate, but...
All right, there you go. There's everything that's new in 3.0.6.
Minus the bug fixes, but it doesn't make sense for anybody to read the bug fixes in 3.0.6. There are a lot of them.
It's awesome that you can now move the post bump information markup to the template. That is awesome, David. no, I'm kidding. Over 2 pages when printing out are the bug fixes.
Wow.
And he said there's even more in the you can go into the change log that comes in and you can see the full credits and the for patches and the ticket numbers and all that fun stuff. Yeah, don't do it. How long have we gone, David?
Let me see. Okay, there we go. Actually, 1 hour and 13 minutes, so we should close it down.
So, do you want to talk about how not to use request var, or should people just read the blog entry for that?
That I've actually talked about that before. So, we can save that for another time, if we need to.
Okay, that's probably a good idea. I mean, that's more of a technical topic anyway. And
yes, exactly. We probably did wear everybody out with the technical topic describing all the features and changes within 3.0.6. But now, you cannot say after listening to this podcast that you do not know what's in 3.0.6.
Absolutely not. So, so I guess... It is still 3.0.6 RC1. It is still a QA thing officially, so you have to use the QA constant and do all that. And if I presume if there's any more RCs that come out,
Well, you'll only hear about that within if you're on the QA mailing list. And if it's going to be taking probably be a little while before this goes final, because it's when you had Igor on last time, he did give a very good argument for why it stayed at 3.0.6. An obvious decision to make such a big release was made back before the decision was made to change the development scheme as such. The only thing David, you were saying that having this new release with all these new features, which are very important now, kind of for boards to have and sort of the expectation, it almost seems to me like it might have been a little better if they could have differentiated this as sort of not a minor revision, but more of a this would be more of a 3.1 worthy, because that would be better in identifying that, you know, PHP 3 has really taken another step here in really making a better product than the previous revisions were. So I understand that the logistics of trying to do a 3.1 with this would be not feasible, but it's in terms of publicity, it seems like it would have been better to do it that way. So.
Yeah, and I think, again, that that would have been, if they had decided on the development changes before they decided on the 3.0.6, I think that would have been the case, you know, because it is more of a 3.1 than a 3.0.6.
And it's even worth noting that, quite frankly, even though it was unprecedented for them to announce ahead of time that they were bringing new features, the number of things that we just read off is about double what was anticipated 3 months ago.
Double? Well,
maybe not double, but it's a lot more features added than were even announced back in June.
Well, the thing is, what they announced back in June, those were all the big features. Those were all the big things, and all the big things were definitely implemented. Everything else was, you know, actually, let me look at the large features. There we are. Okay, so you have the CAPTCHA, ACM, Atom Feeds, Quick Reply, Report PM, Copy Permissions, and Send Statistic Information. So there's a couple different things in there, and they actually didn't list the several of the things in the blog post are both listed under the major features and the minor features.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I think, you know, they really didn't add much more beyond the blog post as far as major features go.
Okay. I still think, you know, version numbers are probably one of the most hotly debated things, because it really is nothing more than identification. So people always spend time debating how they want to number things, and like whether, you know, they changed Firefox 3.1 to be 3.5, and this argument and that argument. So it really doesn't mean a whole lot. Although I think it's more for sort of establishing tradition in terms of how much we're going to do, and I feel like PHPPB has not had enough history of doing a release with a number of changes but not a complete rewrite. That was what happened when they went to 3.0. They meant to do 2.2 with a number of changes, and it wound up being a complete rewrite. And this is really what we're getting with 3.0.6, what should be considered a number of changes worthy of going to a 3.1 but not a complete rewrite. And so it's hard to say. I hope that we're able that this doesn't, you know, put it to the point where we're going to go back to sticking with 3.0.7 and 0.8 keep going with another year of just bug fixes and stuff like that before more ideas come along. And I hope they haven't exhausted their ideas, and that, you know, when they made the announcements of the development changes, that we'll be able to see some fruits of that very soon. But I think that becomes an issue when you finally decide to stop. When you finally decide you have the ideas you want for the next version, there's sometimes the issue where you then don't leave yourself anything for subsequent releases, and then your product stalls for a while.
Yeah.
So those are just my thoughts. It's going to be 3.0.6.
know, that's coming, and it's a big release, and looking forward, and hopefully, I'm sure there's more plans. So I'm just hoping that them, whenever the development team is ready to put them out.
Yeah, and I hope that you know, the 3.0.6 is a lot stabler than it will be. I have to assume that there's going to be an RC2. There's been some commits since the RC1 release. Got to assume there's going to be an RC2, especially considering the size of this release and the possibility of how many things it will break.
That probably won't see an 8 RCs like we did with 3.0.0, though.
Yeah, and you know, the whole idea is, you know, to try and prevent an immediate 3.0.7 release that fixes issues that caused problems in 3.0.6. So hopefully we get a good number of testers and people who actually tried the upgrade process and things from 3.0.5.
Mm-hmm.
That's the whole idea behind the RC1, so, and or the RC process, is try and catch those things before they happen so that we don't get two back-to-back releases.
Yeah, like we had a couple of times during PHP2. All right, well, let's move on. I'm going to quickly go through our last poll question from a few weeks ago. We were talking about the support toolkit, which had just hit RC2 then. So the question was, what should be the next tool, in quotation marks, added to the support toolkit? And it's kind of interesting how the votes turned out. There's an angry mob out in the hallway.
Are you serious?
Huh?
Are you serious?
Apparently, they're doing some weird thing. They're doing some weird game on my floor called the SAS, and I'm trying to have nothing to do with it. With 6 votes, 46% for a tool that says, "You idiot, if the PHPVV installation hasn't been updated in over a year."
Okay.
In which case, if you're having problems, you're, oh well, your fault. If you haven't updated in over a year, your fault. You should update it. Maybe not if it came out every month, then maybe kind of have a little sympathy. So everybody in a year, update. 4 votes, 31% for a coffee maker, because Eric Frerejon wouldn't have it any other way. I'm serious. Every time I put up a poll, he yells at me if a coffee maker is not an option. I was like, if I talking about tools, then it has to be a coffee maker. And he sent me a love note afterwards thanking me. I was for that. 2 votes, 15% for an animated version of Marshall Rusty's "Don't Panic" avatar, because that is what makes every support opportunity worthwhile, right? Yuri's iconic avatar that says "Don't Panic."
Mm-hmm. I remember when we painted it gold for the gold release.
for Gold Day.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I don't think I saw that one.
You remember how everybody's avatars started turning gold?
I remember that, but I didn't see his.
Yep, his was gold.
Sex. There was 1 vote, my vote, constituting 8% for a Staples Easy Button.
That was easy.
Which you have one of those?
I've had one of these for years, David.
Oh, boy.
Ironically, it was actually the weekend that PHP Weekly started is the weekend that I got this one.
Wait, Phil, do you have one too?
That was easy.
Oh, awesome. This is it's the best tool ever, David, really. It makes you feel so good when you push it.
Does it?
Yeah, because the pressure, the coefficient of pressure is just perfect, and the reassuring message right afterwards, when you're going through stress, it really helps.
Have you ever thought of getting help?
A help button? That'd be a good idea.
It's so much easier not to have help.
And finally, there were no votes for this option, which is like the only option that actually does something. Sanitize anonymous users, as in it automatically eliminates insane anonymous users. I thought that more people would go for that.
You know, I thought so too.
But it's the only one that does something. The rest are just there to make you feel good. or in the case of the idiot, make you feel bad. But here's the thing: I based it on the website for that one. So I wrote "sanitize" in the British spelling,
Mm-hmm. Because normally all the British people yell at me for using English for American spelling, and then I had within a day I had like three people saying that I misspelled it. It's supposed to have the Z in it. So eventually I wrote sanitize twice on there because like I can't make anybody happy.
I made my boss really angry this summer when I continually spell things in the British spelling, and it made him so annoyed he would edit everything that I typed.
Oh boy.
I got sheer pleasure out of that, I'd have to
tell you. Corruption of PHPBB. Our next poll question, I don't know yet, but it'll probably be kind of similar. But it will be up, and it'll go for the next 2 weeks, and so go onto our website to vote on that, and that'll be up this week. All right, David, you have our mod and style of the week, because I can't see it.
Yeah, I have the mod of the week, and I sort of ran out of time before I grabbed the style, so maybe I'll have to grab one on the fly.
Phil, pick a style for us, please.
Yeah, go pick a style while I'm reading this.
Of course.
Okay, yeah.
Somebody in the chat room. Maybe we'll have a gazillion styles of the week. Who knows?
Okay, the mod of the week is the Simple Profile Comments by Platinum 2007. This is a simple comment mod on user's profile with comment privacy features and full administration over comments via the ACP. Some of the features of this particular mod are comments on other people's profile, or you can comment on other people's profiles, quickly leave comments from in view topic, BB code and smiley support, full administration over comments via the administration control panel with a list of all comments and who sent them to who. Turn the mod on or off via the ACP. All mods should have this feature, turning on or off via the ACP. Yeah, very important. It really is. Turn quick comment off via the administration control panel. I assume that's for our view topic. Mass delete user comments. Good for comment spammers. And enter the user ID of the spammer, and it will delete all comments from him or her. Change avatar size and number of comments per page via the administration control panel. And finally, user settings to change who can view or see comments on their profile. So, pretty interesting.
Mm-hmm. I'd say something if I could see what it was.
I'm not actually looking at the mod itself, but it certainly sounds interesting.
Yeah, it's awesome. Cool. Hey, that was one. Where is it? One more time.
It is Simple Profile Comments by Platinum, 2007.
So it's kind of like a little bit of a Facebook type of thing where you can now comment on someone's profile.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Phil, RC2, what's the story?
There will be an RC2, that's for sure guaranteed going to happen.
Okay. And where he got this information, nobody knows. No, actually, he's part of...
My
intuition, something that everybody should know anyway.
Yes, I know. I used to know these things when I was on the team, too. Okay, so style of the week. Phil, did you grab a style for us?
It's sick. I'm looking. Does it have to be validated?
Preferably.
Because...
not necessarily.
Cyber Alien has a nice new style I just added to my website that I guess I'll use. It's called the CA Halcyon, I guess it would be pronounced. Damien, is that right, do you think? Just a sec. I'm trying to get...
Cayenne?
Say it one more time?
Spell it.
Halcyon, C-A Halcyon, I guess.
Oh, okay.
Halcyon.
Either way, it's kind of a nifty style. I've never seen anything that looks quite like it. I mean, it has something that really amuses me for whatever reason. On a page with a breadcrumb, if you scroll below the breadcrumb, it transfers the breadcrumb to the header. So the breadcrumb is always there.
Oh, wow.
And I just find that incredibly nifty for some reason, so...
The
I've never
style
used
is table
on phpb.com. Sorry.
I love Cyber Alien styles. They're always something special. This style is tableless. It is based on Prof Silver, but with lots of shiny features other styles don't have. style will be compatible with the iPhone and thus also the iPod Touch.
Nice.
When scrolling up and down, top navigation is always visible and it stays on top of the screen. When you are registered and are viewing Topic, it also shows extra links for bookmarking and subscribing to Topic. This feature, this function is not available to IE6 users. Yay!
Yeah. It sucks that I can't then look at it and see, verify how it looks on an iPod Touch because I can't quit Skype.
You can mark any forum as read from the forum index. All you have to do is double-click it. A new way of new private message notification that the user cannot miss, which doesn't use pop-ups. That's nice. In View Forum, you can now sort topics by clicking on column headers, replies, views, and last post. Ooh, that is nice. In posts, when post subject is re plus post title, it is no longer being shown because it's essentially useless information. That's kind of nice too. Show hide categories for index page. Your selection is remembered in the cookies. So you know how some forums you can hide whole categories or show whole categories, just useful ones for you, and that selection is remembered. You can show hide user's profile when viewing a topic. Useful. Instead of showing many buttons in topics such as www, PM, Jabber, etc., all buttons are shown as pop-ups or as pop-up when you move mouse over the poster's name. So that's kind of similar to the way vBulletin does it, but you have to click on for the vBulletin menu. You can copy code to clipboard by clicking copy link in code's header. So that's kind of cool. That's not just a style, but it's actually a feature style.
And
so,
it is
very nice.
Also customizable by its colorizer tool, so you can make it basically whatever colors you want it to be.
There you go.
And that's C.A. Halcyon from Cyber Alien. And they do have a demo of it, and there's lots of different colors, so it doesn't all matter quite as much what color it's in, because you can make it whatever color you choose. But it's kind of light, nice, soft, and of course, rounded. Cyber Alien loves the rounded corners look. So, of course, it has that.
Yeah, that's one thing I noticed about Cyber Alien style. I always can kind of tell when he did the style. He has this sort of a signature look about it.
Yeah, and he went with a small header so that, you have the page fold. And as a general rule, when you're building pages, all the important information is supposed to appear above the page fold. Well, pretty much all the information on most pages is going to appear above the page fold because the header is actually pretty small, but there's still a section for your logo. So
nice.
That's kind of nice.
All right.
Worth checking out, definitely. So C.A. Halcyon by Cyber Alien.
We await your correction on how to pronounce it.
Yes.
All right, so I guess that's it for this long episode of PHTV Briefly. We'll probably try to have a more interesting episode next week. Probably will be a more interesting episode next week because that's my birthday weekend, which is always interesting for some reason.
That's scary.
Yeah, and I might still be stuck on this thing again. I don't know. David, how many insults did the chat room make to me behind my back when I couldn't see?
Not a single one, actually. Actually, they were downright scared to talk, or they were all asleep. No.
Oh, that's too bad.
No, actually, they talked a little, but not much.
All right, so long as someone was logging it. Check out our website, phpbbweekly.net, for show notes and links of everything we talked about on this show, and all of our past episodes as well. And, of course, we're live every Saturday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time. That's 1700 UTC time.
Somebody buy Douglas a UTC clock.
That's a good idea. It keeps changing. That makes sense. And phpbweekly.net/live is where you can go to listen in live and be in our chat room when we are doing that.
Our forum at StarTrekGuide.com for additional conversation, discussion about stuff we do on the show, feedback. We'd love to hear from you. Yeah, and so, David, thanks for taking over for me today.
Yes, my pleasure.
Still having fun in Spokane. How's your horses doing?
Good. Of course, I have the new horse. She's a maniac, of course. But
another new. How many horses does that make now?
Oh no, five. I know this is the traded my paint horse for this one because my paint horse was too calm, and the 14-year-old girl that had this horse, it was too much of a maniac for her. I'm too much of a lunatic, so we traded. Isn't that great?
Yeah, a horse is too calm for you, David.
Yeah.
I'm getting a new sense of your personality right now.
Yeah, she's a lunatic for sure. She's crazy. She's a handful.
Yeah. And Phil, I wisdom, my remaining connection to the Bay Area.
No Armageddon over here yet. Although
no,
I do have a zombie apocalypse coming up soon.
Boy, we have my roommate and I. We have a plan of what's going to happen if there's a zombie apocalypse.
Well, some of the team members, myself, Nathan, X-Reaction, Chris, Toon Army, recently discovered a game called Left 4 Dead, which has been away most of our free time, and it's online co-op and
not good.
Ash has it too, so we've been all playing together. So that has eaten up most of our free time.
This is why PHPPB can't get anything done.
if you notice that you're not getting support for your PHPPB troubles, blame Phil.
And yeah, well, let's see. If you're having trouble with support, blame Phil. If you're having trouble not getting mods validated, blame Nathan. If you're having trouble not seeing development fast enough, blame Toon Army.
And if you're having trouble listening to our shows in one take, blame David. At all.
Yes, blame me.
And so with that said, I'm Douglas Bell. My ears are very painful. I do not know how people listen to iPod earphones.
They get
they
used to
hurt.
The pain.
They hurt, they hurt, they hurt, they hurt, they hurt, they hurt. The only reason I'm using them is because that's my only microphone. At the moment. So, I'm going to rip these things off in a minute. Therefore, remember, a successful community begins with you.
Tag. You're it.
You're it. See you next week. Bye, everybody.
Bye, everyone.